All right, welcome back to Don V Fridays. This is episode 35. We're gonna do a VT schedule, Virginia Tech schedule breakdown, and then we're gonna talk about some of that Nicki Minaj and other stuff going on in the culture. But before I get started into this episode, let me just thank all the listeners that listened last week, enjoyed last week, the ACC preview. Some people enjoyed some of the takes or whatever. I do it for y'all, man. You know, just thank you. Thank for all the support. Thanks to the DMs I get, the tweets I get. I appreciate all the feedback. I appreciate all the support. But we're going to get into this Virginia Tech schedule. If you asked five different Virginia Tech fans what you think about this season, you would literally get five different answers. You would get all the way from playoffs, baby, we going to the national championship, all the way to we ain't going to a bowl game. It's obvious we suffered a lot of losses in the offseason, especially on the defensive side. We suffered a lot of losses, a lot of dismissals. But to the people that think we're going to the playoffs, and to the people that think that this is not a bowl team, both of them are crazy. I'm that guy in the middle, but we got it's delusion on both sides. There is delusion on both sides. I will say that. But all that said, I think we got a talented team on offense. I think we got a talented offense. Josh Jackson got named the starter yesterday by Coach Fuente, and I don't think that surprised anybody. I hope it didn't surprise anybody. Josh Jackson had an up and down season last year. He balled out early, and then he suffered some injuries apparently. And he was a freshman, and he struggled. He got beat to shit by Miami, and he struggled. And people think all of a sudden he's fucking Corey Holder some shit. I think people need to relax, pump the brakes. This is a freshman, a redshirt freshman in his first year, and had some good games, but outplayed Will Greer, who's probably going to be a Heisman contender and one of the first quarterbacks drafted in next year's draft. He outplayed Will Greer on a neutral field. And all of a sudden, he's fucking, just some slapdick that can't play. That is crazy to me. Josh Jackson can play. That's crazy. Is he the runner that Jarrod Evans was? No. Is he Tyrod Taylor? No. But he can make some plays. He can make some plays with his feet, and he can definitely make plays with his arm. I think you will see an improved Josh Jackson when you see an improved running game. You got to remember that the last few years, I say going all the way back to like 2011, since David Wilson, we haven't had a dominant run game with running backs. Our quarterbacks have had to supplement or even carry the run game, going to Logan Thomas, to Michael Brewer couldn't run. He wasn't really much of a runner, but we didn't have a run game to support Michael Brewer. And, Jarrod Evans had to basically carry the run game. Like, our quarterbacks have either had to be a big part of the run game or the running game. And obviously, Josh Jackson isn't a guy that can just carry a run game. And that's not a shot to him. That's not a knock to him. And I don't think I'm breaking any news there. But with an improved running game with Jalen Hosen and Deshaun McLeese and Peoples, and with a bigger, better offensive line and with a better run game, you're going to see Josh Jackson start to flourish, especially with the receivers we got coming in. Woo! I'm trying to contain my excitement, but we really got some talent on that offense. I think people need to relax. I think people saw the last month of the season and just wrote Josh Jackson off as some bum or some shit. He got banged around. He got beat the fuck up, and he was a freshman going through those growing pains. And then, but see, everybody want to be around. See, don't nobody want to go through the hard times. People are always ready to get rid of somebody, but then when it's time to start appreciating the good times, everybody want to act like they've been there the whole time. Nah, fuck off. You was down on some dumb shit. I remember when Tyrod Taylor would struggle and people will want Logan Thomas. People used to want Logan Thomas to start over Tyrod Taylor. Don't act like y'all ain't fucking see this shit, because I did. People would say shit like, Tyrod too short, Logan Thomas can see over the field. Logan Thomas can see over the line. So grass ain't always green, man. And not that Logan Thomas was some shit, but Tyrod Taylor is one of our greatest ever. And people used to shit on him and want other people. So just, I say all that to say, pump the brakes, relax. Our offense ain't as bad as you think. It's actually going to be pretty good, really good this year. It's going to be one of the best offenses in the ACC. Like, I stamped my whole reputation on it. I stamped my whole reputation on our offense being one of the best in the conference. I truly believe that. Our defense is going to be a bad Virginia Tech defense. It's not going to be a bad defense. It's going to be a bad Virginia Tech defense. So, and our standards is higher than every. We ain't going to be Baylor's defense. Like, we're not. Like, people need to relax. Like, we're just not going to be what we're used to. But the defense is going to be, it's going to struggle. It is going to struggle for our standards. But let's get into this schedule. We start off Labor Day night against Florida State. Florida State is a weird team because the way I've been watching them, I've been keeping up with them in the offseason. Been a lot of big boy talk. I'm seeing videos, you know what I'm saying, cats dancing, I see everything but football when it comes to Florida State. I'm seeing a team acting like they just won a national championship. I really do. I see a team, the way they carrying on, all that dumb shit. It's they goofy as hell right now. They goofy as shit. And teams like that, they got to get punched in the mouth to kind of let realism set in. They might end up being really good in the future. But right now, I don't see a team that's this juggernaut. I mean, and this is the team that's coming off the 7-6 record. So all that five-star talk is like they had five stars last year. And they went 7-6 or some crazy shit, sub .500. So just because they got five stars and niggas with gold teeth, like that shit, whatever. Like, it's whatever. I mean, that game ain't no automatic dub for either team. That game is going to be a battle. But they need to chill with the dumb shit. That game ain't no automatic dub for nobody. That game is a coin toss. And then moving on. We go home and we play William and Murray on September the 8th. William and Murray should be getting their ass kicked. I don't think I need to get into too deep about William and Murray. And then the game after that, September the 15th. The series I hate the most. I hate this series so much. We play East Carolina at home. The day we discontinue this series. Dog, I'm going to be 95 years old on my deathbed, and we're going to finally discontinue that series, and then I'm going to finally die a happy man. And hopefully, my great-grandkids can enjoy Virginia Tech football without ever having to deal with ECU ever again. I've said this a million times. That game every year does absolutely nothing for Virginia Tech. You're not playing a good opponent. You know what I'm saying? You're not, as far as perception-wise, you're never playing a good opponent. So it does nothing for you as far as, you know, oh, that was a big win. It don't do shit for you. Only thing it does is if they beat us, it's their national championship. If we beat them, who cares? It has no recruiting matter. I mean, it ain't like, oh, we need to get in North Carolina for recruiting, because we play Duke and UNC every year. So it ain't like, oh, we need to get into that state. We're going to that state every year regardless. The game does nothing for us. Like, it's never a prime time game. Nobody gives a shit about that game but ECU fans. We should win it, you know. But fuck that game. The next week, we play at ODU. And I would rather play ODU every year than ECU, because at least ODU is in state. It's in the 7-5. It's going to be obviously the biggest game ever played at ODU. Shout out to ODU, man. I'm from that side of the state. I'm from the 757. And it's going to be a big moment for the 757. I was happy when they brought ODU's football program back. I got much respect for Coach Bobby Wilder. I respect ODU. I got no disrespect for ODU. A lot of guys, I know some guys personally that played for ODU, guys from my area. When they brought the football team back, they definitely had a lot of guys from my area, from my side of the water, I should say, because 757 is two sides of the water. They had guys from my side of the water that went and continued their football career there. ODU gives the opportunity for people to continue their football career, but they can stay in the 757 and play FBS football. So much respect to ODU, but I do think we should beat ODU. They just don't have the bodies, the talent to hang with a Power Five school yet. Yeah, maybe one day, but not yet. And then the next week we play Duke. That's September the 29th. Much respect to David Cutcliffe. Cutcliffe is that's one of those games where I'm not gonna say it's an automatic dub, but I don't we should win, but it ain't gonna be as easy as, some might think. I think that game's gonna be a struggle. David Cutcliffe always has a well-coached team. They normally don't really kill themselves with dumb shit like penalties and all that, turnovers. They normally take care of the ball and just hang around, make games ugly. I give Duke that credit. Then the next week we play Notre Dame, and this ain't got much bearing on the game that we gonna play on October the 6th. But these motherfuckers debut, they show some uniforms where they like Yankee uniform, like pinstripe pants. If y'all don't get that bullshit, the fuck. If they wear that shit in Blacksburg, they gonna get their ass flexed. Plain and simple. And I know it's a blue uniform, so that would be a home uniform for us. I mean, for them. So they not gonna, don't even wear the pants. Don't even wear the pants versus us. You're gonna get your ass flexed trying to wear some dumb ass baseball uniform against us. And that's all I need to see from Under Armour to let me know Virginia Tech should never be doing any business with Under Armour. I don't care what the bag look like. Do not fuck with Under Armour. They will fuck your uniforms up. They got cats out here wearing Yankee uniforms, man. Notre Dame do better, but if you knew better, you would do better. Cause that shit, nah. But as far as the game is concerned, it can go either way. I'm not about to sit up here and call that a dub. I'll never call it a loss, but I won't call it a dub. That can go either way. The next week after that, on October the 13th, we go at UNC. UNC is in shambles right now with the suspensions they got going on. Kids selling Jordans. Larry Fedora, he's at the end of his rope. They're gonna get the shit beat out of him again. Rain, no rain, hurricane, no hurricane. It don't matter. They're gonna get the shit kicked out of him. Then the next week, we got Georgia Tech. Well, actually, that's not the next week. It's a bye week. But then after that, we got Georgia Tech on the Thursday night. And I don't know, man. That game's hard to call. Everybody hates playing Georgia Tech. I think it's good that we get them on Thursday nights. I don't know. That Georgia Tech game is fucking dumb. I hate playing Georgia. I hate Georgia Tech. I hate playing Georgia Tech, and I hate playing ECU. If I can get them two games off the schedule every year, shit, we good money. We could be in good business. Fuck that game. But that game can go either way. Taquan Marshall is a beast. And that offense is just so hard to stop. And I used to think Bud Foster had the secret sauce to beat Georgia Tech. Like, all right. Come to find out, he just had Fullers, and we don't have any more. So, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I hope we beat them. But that can go either way. I'm not going to call that a dub. And then on November the 3rd, we got Boston College. Boston College will be an improved team, but I don't think they're better than us. I don't think they could beat us. That's pretty much it for that. And then the next week after that, we go at Pitt. Pitt is always one of those games. Pitt is good enough to beat everybody in the ACC, and Pitt is sorry enough to lose to everybody in the ACC. It's so hard to call a Pitt game, especially at Pitt. It's gonna be probably cold as shit. It's gonna be a noon kick on the ACC network, and we gonna sleepwalk through three quarters of that game. It's gonna come down to one possession, and hopefully we at the other end of it. Even last year, it came down to a goal line stand. Pulled a miracle out of our head. We were supposed to have lost that game. Somehow pulled it out. But yeah, I will never call a pit game an automatic dub. I don't know what it is about us and Pitt. I can't speak to the rest of the conference. But with us and Pitt, I can't ever just say, dude. Then the next week, we get Miami. We get them at home. We're looking for some revenge. Miami physically beat the shit out of us last year down there. And this year, we're going to be looking for some revenge, some payback. Hopefully, Malik Rozier is going to be the starting quarterback. And Mark Vrick ain't smart enough to put somebody else in there. Because that definitely is... That game more than likely might decide the Coastal Division. If that ain't enough motivation for this team to wake the fuck up and want to play, I don't know what else they need. They got a lot of talent coming in on offense and defense. Miami's clearly the most talented team in the Coastal Division. This game is not going to be a cakewalk. It's probably going to be prime time. If we're doing what we're supposed to do as the season goes on, maybe College Game Day might come knocking. Who knows? But I can't call that game either. It can go either way. We could win that shit. Pull some out of our ass, or we could get our ass stomped the fuck out like last year. It's up to us. And then last but not least, UVA. Dub. That's an automatic dub. So yeah, the way I see it, I see our ceiling being 9-3. And I see our floor being 7-5. And then of course you play a bowl game or maybe an ACC championship game. Now if we go to the ACC championship, we ain't beating Clemson. We not beating Clemson, folks. That shit ain't happening. And then a bowl game, a nice second tier bowl game. Obviously, we wouldn't go to the New Year's Six, but hey, you give me a nice January bowl, a New Year's Eve bowl, I'm good with it. We got to win a bowl. We lost our bowl game last year on some dumb shit, just shooting toes off. We shot every toe off, lost the bowl game to Oklahoma State. And dog, I got trolled all night by Oklahoma State fans. Fuck them. But yeah, man. That's the schedule breakdown. That's how I see it. Tweet me, tell me how you see it. We can always have a lively discussion. If you're not a fan of Virginia Tech, same thing. Tweet me, tell me how your team, tell me how your schedule breaks down and how you think it'll play out. It should be an exciting college football season. If Virginia Tech had the talent that they were supposed to have, I might have got on that playoff bandwagon, because the schedule is pretty doable. I mean, the schedule is pretty easy. The out-of-conference schedule is William & Mary, East Carolina, whatever, ODU, and, Notre Dame, because, Notre Dame is like half-stepping, like they halfway in the conference, but they're not in the conference. So if we was to lose to Notre Dame, it wouldn't count against the ACC record. We can lose to Florida State. That would count. But if we beat Miami and Miami loses to Florida State, we good money. So we can still win the Coastal. Like the Coastal was active. Now don't think past that, because Clemson ain't gonna let us win the conference. But we could definitely win the Coastal. It's possible. And we can definitely win a nice bowl game. We can go to a nice bowl game And win that. We got the talent, man. I think people are down. I think some people, not all, some people are down on the talent we have, and we have talent on both sides. The thing about the difference is, on defense, we're just young and inexperienced. On offense, we're young but experienced. It's crazy. We played a lot of freshmen and sophomores last year, but they got their experience last year. And on defense now, yeah, it's gonna be funny at times, but offense, I think we good money. I think the offense is gonna carry the team this year, honestly. But I'm all for that. We're gonna get into the second topic. The second topic is Nicki Minaj released the album. And for full, let me be fully 100% honest and transparent. I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan. It's not that I don't think she's talented. I don't want to hear people rap about their pussy. Like, and it's not about I don't like women rap, because it's just I don't want to hear about your pussy. The same way I don't want to hear a rapper talk, like a dude talk rap about his dick all the time. If a dude every day on every song rapped about his dick, this dick is this, my dick is that, my dick is big, my dick is long, my dog, I don't want to hear it. Same thing with Nicki Minaj. I mean, attractive woman and all that, but I don't want to hear about you rap about your pussy all day. That's that. But anyway, she released the album, and of course, with album comes like tea, because she made a diss record and diss some people and blew some shit up, and then she started like attacking her ex, Safari, who is on Love and Hip Hop, Hollywood. And Safari basically said Nicki Minaj cut him with a knife or something. He almost bled out in the ambulance, and nobody gave a fuck. Yeah, pretty much nobody gave a shit. He pretty much caught all these hairline jokes. Oh, you got a fake hairline, because Nicki Minaj also said that his hairline, she paid to get his hairline fixed. And Nicki Minaj, all due respect, but who is you to body shame or hairline shame anybody? I mean, your ass is fake. I mean, and who cares? I mean, dog, let me tell my fella something. If you in the fake asses, big asses, real asses, whatever, it's all ass at the end of the day. Long as it makes the person happy. I ain't here to shame nobody for having a fake ass, but at the same time, we're not about to shame a brother for getting his hairline fixed. If he had hairline insecurities and he wanted that fixed, fine. The same way you had insecurities about your butt or your titties or whatever, you wouldn't got that fixed, ma'am. So don't shame my boy for getting his insecurities fixed. He wanted a new hairline. Shit, I want a beard. So if anybody can get a plug on where I can purchase a beard, a fake beard, I will wear a fake beard. I want a fake beard. I don't want no surgery to grow a beard, because I want to be able to take the beard off. I don't want to wear a beard every day. I just want to wear the beard on like Sundays and like at the club, and you know what I'm saying, like a mixed company and shit. I want to wear my beard, but when I go home at night, I don't want to wear the beard no more. So yeah, people got insecurities. So that, let people fix their insecurities, man. Fuck wrong with you, Nicki Minaj, with that dumb shit. Stop stabbing people, man. That's crazy as shit. How's that even funny? She allegedly cut this man. He could have died. That's funny. What if he cut her? No, we would have canceled his ass. Now, I'm not saying Nicki Minaj need to be canceled. She don't need to be canceled. But goddamn, let's take this shit fucking seriously. Like, the man got cut. This is just a goddamn joking matter. Fuck wrong with y'all people? Shit ain't no, oh, Nicki Minaj cut me, and they like, look at your fake ass hairline. Well, how does that work? Come on, man, let that man live. He trying to tell his truth, and y'all out here with jokes. That's crazy. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it for Don V Fridays. This ain't no long episode. This was more so about the Virginia Tech schedule and how I felt about it. And that's pretty much how I felt about it. And I truly apologize, because I know my air conditioner came on like mid episode, and I'm absolutely positively not going to apologize for that, because I normally cut my AC off when I record, because I don't like it fucking with the audio. But today, fuck y'all. Like, it was hot than a motherfucker today, and I worked 8 hours in that shit. So y'all just gonna have to deal with the air conditioning. Y'all just had to deal with it today. Y'all gonna have to let me live today as far as the AC, because fuck all that. It was real hot. And that's it for me, man. Y'all will hear from me next week. Until then, God bless.